Kevin Stallings, the head basketball coach at Vanderbilt. Good morning, Kevin.
Not amazing, but just interesting.
You sound a lot happier than you did a week ago.
Oh, well, I am. That's why.
Talk about at Auburn, you guys go down there and not, you know, playing your best basketball. And you did you find something out about your team with the effort that they delivered in winning against the Tigers?
Well, I thought I knew it about them, but I think that it was just something that was confirmed because they have practiced very well. Their attitudes have been great. Their effort has continued to be great. And it didn't let down or deviate through any of those losses or through any of that stretch. And while I found that personally very awesome and unique, I was expecting us to continue to play better, and I knew it was just a matter of time before we played well enough to win again. But we played pretty well down there on Saturday.
Jermaine Beal, especially outstanding. 7 three-pointers for 21 points, including 2 huge threes when the game was tied at 70 in the waning moments.
Yeah, Jermaine got off to a really good start, and he just hit big shot after big shot. Even earlier in the second half, they came out. We had a 5 or 6 point lead at halftime, and they came out a 5 point lead, I guess, at halftime, and they came out and actually took the lead within about 4 minutes. They jumped up and had a 3 point lead, and they made a three to go ahead by three, and we came right back down, and Jermaine hit a three and tied it up. And he just kind of hit shots every time we need him. Not that he was the only one, because he wasn't, but obviously when you go 7 for 8 from three, you've hit some big-time shots. And as you mentioned, when they tied it at 70, he jumped up and hit two that just put it out of reach.
Kevin, when you with that type of game, is that how you see this team kind of going forward, especially not maybe just pounding it inside and letting A.J. Ogilvy kind of work inside, but yet hitting some shots on the outside to loosen some things up? He got off 9 shots. Got to the free throw line a few times. So you think that's the formula that you guys have to use going forward?
Well, Frank, I think what happened was A.J.'s presence, and you could tell, particularly the day before in practice, but the 2 days before in practice, you could see A.J. was feeling better. And now he wasn't 100%, but you could see that he was feeling better. He was getting up and down the court better. And so I figured he would play a lot better than he had been playing on the offensive end. And so what happened was his presence inside gave, as a matter of fact, Jermaine's first three was because A.J. got it inside, they collapsed, and he threw it outside, and Jermaine was wide open. And so it was just one of those things to where they sort of fed off each other. But I think that it was more of a case of A.J. establishing himself a little bit on the interior, and then that opened some things up for us on the perimeter. And so, but they're going to have to work hand in hand. I mean, we need A.J.'s presence inside. We need Brad and Jermaine hitting shots from the outside. Jeff Taylor slashing to the goal. George Drake taking it to the basket. I mean, we need our guys to do the things that they do well. And if those things all happen at the same time as they did on Saturday, then we've got a chance to be successful.
Speaking of Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings, you mentioned Brad Tinsley. End of the game, in the final minutes of the game, he misses 2 free throws, turns the ball over on what was, I think you'll acknowledge, not really a smart play. And then he bounces back and hits a big three with 36 seconds to go to make it 80-75. So if he is anything else, he is resilient.
Yeah, Brad is a very tough-minded player, and he dribbled himself into some traffic on the turnover. You know, he was shooting 80% from the line, and just had a day where, you know, he goes 4 for 8 from the foul line. And earlier in the game, they had taken a 2-point lead. One of only 3 times I think they led in the game, and he makes two free throws, and comes down the next possession, drives the basket, gets fouled, makes two free throws to tie it back up. And you know, those were huge free throws for us at that particular time. But as you mentioned, Mark, it was 77-75, and we run the shot clock down. Jermaine goes off a ball screen. They trap the ball screen. Jermaine skipped it across the court to Darshawn, because that's who was open. And then they rushed to Darshawn, and Darshawn flipped it to Brad, and Brad made, you know, not arguably the biggest shot of the game necessarily, but another big shot in a game that had a bunch of them for us.
Kevin, I always believe that nothing boosts a team boosts a team's confidence, especially a young team, than finishing a game like you guys did on the road. Way you executed in the final couple of minutes. Yeah, you made some mistakes, but you hit shots, and as you just mentioned there, got some big plays from certain guys.
Yeah, we did, and I agree with you. I think had we, you know, we jumped. We had a 13-point lead in the first half, and if that game stays at 13 the entire game, and we never really have to make any plays, I think we certainly appreciate the win. We get out of there. I'm probably not as tired at the end of the game, but I think the way that we won certainly will generate more confidence. It gives us more experience at having to make plays with pressure on us, which we hadn't had to do in a while. And, I agree with you, Mark. I think that will do a lot for our confidence in close games for the rest of the season.
Kevin, when you look at this Alabama team, what do you see? I know they're in a little bit of disarray because of the coaching change, but how do you see your approach going into this one at home?
Well, they're very, very athletic, which most Alabama teams are, and they, you know, I think their Achilles heel has been the perimeter shot, like a lot of teams in our league, including us at times. They're very athletic. They're very good offensive rebounders. When they make shots from the perimeter, they're very difficult to play. They made shots on Saturday against Georgia, and it was too much for Georgia. I thought Georgia played very well in the game, but it was too much for Georgia to overcome. So, but they're, you know, again, they're very athletic, and so it's going to be a game of us having to take care of the ball, because they probably average 8 dunks a game, because they steal the ball, go down, dunk or whatever, and we got to take care of the ball so they're not dunking the ball in transition, and we're really going to have to do a job on the boards, because they're so athletic and so such good rebounders. So, you know, that's probably the two things right there that we have to do. We have to ignore the coaching thing, and I think that, you know, that part's, you know, it is what it is now, and they're probably used to the guy that's running the show, because it's been going on for a week and a half or so, and he's been there every year that Mark's been there as an assistant anyway. So I'm just hopeful that we can, as a team and as a group, play somewhat similarly the way we played on Saturday, but maybe just play a little bit better defensively.
Yeah, you mentioned how good they are on the glass. How impressed are you with Jamichael Green? He had, 14 points against Georgia and 13 boards.
Yeah, and of those 13 rebounds, Mark, 7 of them were offensive. And so, you know, he's a very, very good freshman, very long and great hands. He's just, you know, he's one of those guys, a long line of, you know, Irwin Dudleys and Richard Hendrixes, and I mean, they've had guys like him every year that I've been here, and you know, hopefully he'll have a good enough year to go pro here soon, and we won't have to deal with him for very long.
Hey, do you agree that South Carolina's win at Kentucky has really left the East wide open?
Yes, I do, and very good win by South Carolina. And they have a good team, and they have personnel. I know Darren pretty well, and I said this to him, so I don't feel badly saying it publicly. But he's very fortunate. He inherited a group of players that naturally is very good at his system. The way he likes to play, he's got a perfect group of players that Dave Odom left him that fit the way he likes to play. And so they're a team that's playing very well, and you know, you look at them and you look at Trent Johnson in his first year at LSU. Obviously, they're doing a great job on the west side, but you know, the job that might be the most impressive thus far to me in the league is Andy Kennedy.
Yeah.
With those guys losing those three players to knee injuries, and Andy beats Kentucky, then he goes on the road and wins at Mississippi State, and I'm amazed at the job that staff is doing. So there are some awfully good coaching jobs going on in our league right now.